בוקר טוב.
בוקר טוב.
בוקר טוב. We are privy to Baruch Hashem to a level of Kedusha that can help us to see more and more and be more aware. That's really, it's important out of all these things. All this study brings you to a level of more awareness of your life and your being. But let's go to page Mem Hei. I am Or Pinimi on the second column. I am going on to the third paragraph. V'hatam ההתאהבות הזאת שהאור מקבל בסיבת התפשטותו הוא משום שהוא מתפשט על סדר דלת הבחינות שמתחיל מבחינת א' עד ביאתו ופוגע במסך הנמצא בבחינת ד'. So we said that when there is a התפשטות, there is an illumination of the light, this brings about aviyut. Makes it more dense. Now, what is this density? What is this density causes? No, we said that this hitpashtut goes through four phases, from phase one, bichinat aleph, until bichinat dalet. Now, bichinat dalet, we said there is a masach only on bichinat dalet, but the light is going through all the three phases with no problem. But when there is hitpashtut from one bechina to next, there is increase of aviyut. And because there is a masach on malchut, how much is the aviyut of malchut? Bechina dalet. It's an absolute true aviyut, 100%. The only light available to Malchut is what? Where can Malchut satisfy this Aviyut? So Aviyut is recognizing the amount of lack within you. That's what Aviyut is. When you come to the ultimate, you say you give the highest level of priority to your lack. That is your Bechina Dalet. That is your Nekuda Emtzai. We said raise your hand, and Nekuda Emtzai is where? It's your heart. That every pump, every time goes empty, fills the Chisaron. That's how it immediately gets filled up. As soon as it feels empty, poof, again gets filled up. That's the relation between light and the vessel. As soon as there is a vessel expressed the highest level of lack, there is immediately pumps in the, because there is a vessel. If there is no highest level of desire to receive, is no vessel. The vessel is when absolute bichina dalet aviyut. Why? Because only on bichina dalet there is a masach. Bichinat Aleph, which is Chochma, Bichinat Bet, which is Bina, Bichinat Gimel, which is Zerampin, there is an increase, Ishtal Shelut, of ore, but there is no Masach, because it doesn't have a Malchut. So the light comes straight through the first three phases. It changes, because there are different phases, different vessels, as we will study. Now, Ki Bichinat Aleph, Hi Hazacha Mikulan. So the beginning, Bechinat Aleph, the first Sefira is what? Keter, is Achi Zach. The last, Malchut, is Achi Av. Va'acharit, Bechinat Bet, va'ad le'Bechinat Dalet, a'av mikulan. Now, Vav, if we go up to Etzach Haim, the Vav's aspect on page Mem Dalet says, "V'nimshach mi'igul el igul ad siyum tachlit kulam." So the light of Yosher, its quality is that it goes into one igul, to another level of igul, to another level of igul, until the end. Now, where is this end? What do we call this sin? Malchut, nekuda emtzai. Malchut, nekuda emtzai. That means in order for you to reach nekuda emtzai, in order to connect to the column emtzai, we say akav emtzai, because that's the balance. First, you have to go to the Nekuda Emtzai. You have to go to where the Aviyud is the most. Av. Deepest. The darkest. That's what it is. It's dark because there is Masah. It's absolute dark. There is Nekuda Emtzai. And in Nekuda Emtzai, you start what? Create what you can create. Because until you don't find the emtza, you cannot draw the line. Here you have a kav. You are an engineer. You have a kav. You want to divide it into... You've got to find the emtza. And then you can draw. You say, oh, this is the emtza. And that's what it's coming to teach us. And this is what most will miss in our life. Is this nekuda.
Central point in you.
That nekuda, nekuda emtzai.
This nekuda emtzai, it's your core.
This nekuda emtzai, finally, today we know its word, its code is emet.
It's what?
Emet.
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 And that's the essential for life.
That's it. Yeah. That nekuda, if it is, it's emet.
To find the emet within you is finding that nekuda.
That's right. That's right. First, be a med with yourself. Build yourself on really a foundation. You just found the foundation. When you found a point, you have only a foundation. Now you got to build that foundation. It's just a piece of land. Piece of land is useless unless it's something you build on it. You give a purpose to it. Or you cultivate it somehow. Now, here comes.
May I ask something? Would it be possible if we can just, because last week we couldn't finish it, can you just quickly tell us last week about, you said there's two ways the ore gets, goes through Hishtashalut to process that it passes through.
Let's quickly.
Can we just quickly?
You see, when you ask a question, then your question doesn't tape here. So make it short so I can repeat it. Otherwise, we're going to go till tomorrow morning.
Okay.
There are two kinds of,
wait.
We said, hit pashtut.
Right.
There is a light of yosher. Mm-hmm. There is a light of igul.
Mm-hmm.
There is a light that we said is only for an igul. And there is a light for osher. Now, when osher goes through igul, Yosher goes through Igul, it does not mix with the light of Igul. Though Igul is the vessel that came from Ein Sof,
mm-hmm.
Igul came from Ein Sof.
Right.
But the light of Yosher, it's more important than the light of the Igul. Why? Because right now the Igul receives light through the Yosher. Now, but Yosher, when it goes through, doesn't mix with the light of Igul. It doesn't. Just go through. But there is a light that comes and mix and becomes one as though it was never separated.
And what light is that?
Let's study. We know that the light of Yosher doesn't go. Now, what is the light of Igul? What's the name of... I'm giving you a preview. So you are Or Nefesh. What is Or Nefesh? What kind of a light is Or Nefesh? What satisfies, gives Chayut?
Is your Chayut, actually?
What is this light that we call Chayut? If you don't get this light, you cannot live. What is the name of that light? And you should know. Especially you. No? Or Chochmah. Or of Igul is Or Chochma. That's the light. That's the Chaim. Or Chasadim is to sustain you. Now, that means to sustain you so you can receive Or Chaim, because you cannot receive Or Igul. You can only receive Or Chasadim. You can only receive Or Chasadim first. You create a vessel with Or Chasadim, then it enlightens you to have Or Chaim. Sheshed Yamim Ta'avod. That's your Chasadim. It's Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. That's Or Chasadim. Listen right now. Six. That's your Or Chasadim. You deal on Chasadim. God gives you a Chesed to go and work and be able to produce. You produce? Shevi'i Yenafash. It tells you. Shevi'i Vayenafash. What is Yenafash? Or Nefesh. It gives you Chaim. Only on Saturday. It is not given. And what about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? He gives you enough for Sheshed Yamim Ta'avot. That's why you say, Ve'inu Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Korna Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Korneu. That means, hey, 6 days I'm working, preparing to Mishe, Echomrim, to cook. Emet, Mishe, Libesh, Be'er, Bishel, Be'erev Shabbat, Ochel, Be'yom Shabbat. Did you cook? You're going to eat on Saturday. You didn't cook. You didn't prepare nothing. She said, Yamim, you're not going to eat. Simple. It's not complicated. That's what it's telling you. So what it means? It means Or Nefesh, which is the Igulim, which is Ein Sof. Why you enjoy? What is your pleasure? Where did you get this pleasure? Who entitles you to get this pleasure? What is this pleasure you have in your body? You don't move if it's not pleasure. That's the Igul. Because it's Igul. It's Ein Sof. He is the light of Ein Sof, is Hana'a, is Oneg. What impression? No. Or Chokhmah is from Ein Sof. It is the light of Igul. Every time you get pleasure, any kind, you have used Ein Sof. Now, every time you get one Igul, there is payment for it. Because it's a pleasure. It's an accounting. And the whole problem is this accounting. How many igulim you take? Because only Derech Yosher you can take. Remember that. That's why he's teaching us to differentiate and understand at least some idea about the concept of what this light is and how you can establish honestly communication and work with it. Work with it. It made you a human being the way we made us to a human being. And we have right, we have left, we have front, we have back, we have up, we have down, we have in, we have out. It's not an easy... But we have to understand and apply it. And apply it. So here we go. Here it says, Vav. On the Or Pnimi, second column, He'arat Yosher mitbateat belashon nimshach, ve'he'arat igulim belashon mitagel. When we're talking about Yosher, we talk about continuity. That's for the Or Chesed is one thing important. Only one concept. Only to continue. And the light of Igul is what? Mitagel. That means the light of Nefesh immediately mitagel. What is immediately mitagel? Look at the igulim that you use. All the wheels. Everything around. That's all because you're doing this mitagel. You immediately going to yourself. Immediately it comes ani. And it's supposed to be this way. So you express and you desire lack so you can get more. And you think, if you don't request for more, the law says, I cannot give it to you. You gotta express desire. And if you don't express desire, I cannot give it to you. So this giving you and you meet again, that means you again you say, I'm still hungry. I want more. And now, give me more. And give me more. And we are keep on every time that we breathe, what are we doing? We're creating an igulim. Every time we breathe. We reveal igul within ourselves. Oh, it's a pleasure not to have a cup of coffee. Oh, it's a pleasure to have this. Oh, a pleasure to read this. Oh, pleasure. All that. Now, Zayin, dahainu bechinat dalet shebe igulim. We said we have igul, bechinat aleph, bechinat bet, bechinat gimel, bechinat dalet. Shenikra ha-nekuda emtsait. So we know only the last igul, which is malchut, is called nekuda emtsait. Now, where is this final igul? Here it is. Earth. Igul. Says this is the last igul. You are the Bichna Dalet igul. And what this earth needs? Well, in my time they said, what the earth needs, there is a song, only love. And there is a song, honestly, there is a song. What this earth needs? Where the world is this earth? Okay. Now, והיא מכונה בכדור החומרי שבעולם הזה ובחינת האצילות שבעולם אדם קדמון. What he tells you right now, in one sentence. He said, look, this world is that concept of the last igul. Atzilut is the last igul of Adam Kadmon. That means the totality of Adam Kadmon comes into one vessel, one thought. The whole totality idea of the creation from Ein Sof going through the Adam Kadmon, through Kav, Adam Kadmon, that means one Adam. Going to create the head of Adam Kadmon, the hands, the inside, the outside, all the way down, his beard, is every aspect of this Adam Kadmon comes and summarizes the final igul, and that final igul called Atzilut. That's the thought, from A to Z, that's it. It's called Atzilut. That idea is finalizing the last igul, which is earth, Aretz. The last igul is the Aretz. And who is going to be the...
Huh? Can we say it's the last Sfirah?
It is. It's the Malchut. That's why as soon as you see the Sefirot and you understand how these Sefirot work, how you come from Keter to Malchut and everything gets shined, you see the Etz HaChaim. You see how really step by step, the light comes and you literally can go the way you say, Lecha Dodi, where you go? You go to bring the Shekhinah. That's the guess. Same way, you know exactly from one world go to another world and bring what it is necessary down and bring it to Kadur Hazeh, to Olam HaChumri Hazeh. And by the way, Tzaddikim are doing it. If they don't do it, we couldn't continue. There are 36 tzaddik that does this. If they don't do this, will not go around. And from the beginning, the day that God put Adam into Gan Eden, that tzaddik was already there. Because nothing moved until that tzaddik. Adam at the beginning was a tzaddik. He didn't do no sin. And he said tefillah. And he went through the whole day doing everything good. And he sustained because he says, until he didn't pray, nothing moved. As soon as he prayed and he said, let there be rain, let us be this, and he called names, boom, everything started moving. He moved it. And we're going to make, we are supposed to make it move. This movement is us. It is, believe it or not, Chaya Echad Omed Ben Sarakia makes the whole system work. He says, Chaya Echad Omed Ben Sarakia Veshema Yisrael V'chukal Matzecha Yisrael Omed Ben Sarakia V'omed Baruchu Et Adonai Mevorach V'kol Gududei Ma'al Aronim Baruch Adonai Mevorach La'olam V'ayit. Come on, what it's saying? It is that consciousness called Israel that is running the show. That's one Israel. That's it. That's Israel. That's the Knesset Israel. By the way, that Knesset, the Sanhedrin are there. That's the Knesset looks at your tefillah, looks at all your work, looks at your black box. It's a big corporation. The Knesset. It's the Knesset. And they sit down, review everything, and prepare everything. Moshe Rabbeinu comes there, delivers every Friday night. And they are going to keep on going and going and going till this Knesset Israel establishes this Chaya. Chaya, what is the light of Chaya? Chaya is which level? Chaya. Bravo, that means Chochmah. Yechida is Keter, Chaya is Chochmah, Neshama is Bina, Ruach Zerampin, Malchut Nefesh.
No, but the Chaya is not the light. That's not the light of Chaya. Is that the way?
Chaya is the level of Chochmah and Chayot. We said, how do you get your Chayut? It's or Chochmah. And that's why Chaya is a level of Chochmah. Chaya Echad Omedet. That means his level is Chochmah. Highest level. Runs. Hakol b'Chochmah Asita. And that Chochmah is privy to Israel only. Only. Now, let's go. Ze Haita mitpashet mitechila ad la'olam hazeh. So, what was the system? Is to create this energy called Adam Kadmon and Atzilut, and the end of the Atzilut would be where? The end, the Nekudah Emtzai, would be Olam Hazeh. Imagine that you be the end result of Atzilut. And it existed. And God created it that way. Ela acharei she'naseh tzimtzum bet. Now we realize there is only not one Tzimtzum Aleph, which is an absolute. Then God brought a second Tzimtzum. And that second Tzimtzum, Shenikra Olam HaNekudim, that's when the Olam Nekudim started, and we're going to study that, which is the most important thing, is to understand all the points. How am I going to look for the points? What's your points? How many points you got? And how many points you got? And look, just us sitting here, how many points we got? Go and look into your life, how many points you made. That's Olam Nekudim that we will talk. And it says, Olam Nekudim, az nit'ale asiyum da atzilut adam kadmon lebichnad nekudah de olam haba. Because of Tzimtzum Bet, Olam Hazeh is not the end of the Olam Atzilut. The end of Olam Atzilut went to one point, was concealed, called Olam Haba. That point is Olam Haba. The Malchut of Atzilut changed position, withdrew, and concealed in an Olam called Olam Haba. And follow, she makoma nifchened lemala mi Olam Habriya. So that means went to an Olam above Briya. That means between Malchut of Atzilut and Olam Hazeh, which distance you have now? Biriya, Yetzira, Ve'olam Asiya. It's that emptiness. That, it was Or Ein Sof. Because Or Ein Sof came until where? Until Nekudah Emtzai, Bechina Dalet. And then the Masach told them, Or Chozer, return. So the Malchut of Atzilut, of that idea, once upon a time, was until Ha'olam HaChomri Hazeh. There was a Gan Eden. There was a light of direct Hashem. There was Arichampin straight coming down, no problem. But because of Tzimtzum Bet, it was withdrawn to above Olam Bria, and that's called Olam Haba'a. That's Olam Haba'a, and Olam Haba'a is Shmone. Shmone, that means above the seven. And in between, there is a seven, there is Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah, or seven Sefirot HaTachtonot that we have to deal with. I have to deal with Bria. That's why Bereshit Bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz, to deal with the Bria, Yetzira, Ve'asiyah. Where? In Olam HaChoshech Hazeh. Because the light withdraw already. Tzimtzum Bet withdraw it. Only under certain condition the Chalon opens. It says, even this light now doesn't come. It comes either there is a chalon, and we know there is a gate that opens, or through a crack. Either you can get it through crack, that means God sustains you, but there is no plenty in you, but sustains you till you can make it, or opens the chalon and shh. This language we learn more or less on Tuesday when we said there is an aspect of Nahal and there is an aspect of Nahar. Whichever way you want to get it. There is a way to get it through a Nahal, and then if you want more water, so you have a possibility to go get more water. But if you cannot get the Nahal, you cannot go to the source of the water. Of course.
Should be,
absolutely. Absolutely. If you are,
it contradicts the fact that people think that the more zach they are, the more pure they are, the more entitled they are.
Oh, no, no. Now you are making a mistake with being pure and tameh. Pure and tameh are two different concepts of the vessel. The vessel has to be built to be there in order to be tameh or pure. We are talking now first making the vessel. Now, later on, to keep it pure or make it tameh, that's another deal that we have to deal with, another problem that we have to deal with. But don't mix these two things. Aviyut is necessary of Bichina Dalet in order to for you to create a vessel. Now, you have a vessel. You created, you have a Bichina Dalet. Now, you can either make this vessel full of light, or make it tameh, or make it a source of avera, or make it source of not something good. You have a vessel now.
Well, there was a rabbi that used to gather all the thieves and all the sinners in order to pray for somebody, because he felt that they can withdraw more light from Hashem.
I'm not privy to the knowledge of that rabbi, honestly. That's why I don't know. So maybe we should all Knesset Yisrael get up and go to prison every day and maybe pray there. Which they do, by the way. There is a very good group from Chabad that goes to all the prisoners and give them a chance and bring them tefillin and brings them Torah and food and kosher. Even for prisoners, Baruch Hashem, there is somebody to take care of. Now, let's go, Chet. Tam davar itkalelut ha-sefirot ha-amur tavin. Ha-amur tavin. Let's understand this meaning of those sefirot. Al-pi ha-klal ha-noda, as it is known generally, she-ein adar beruchani. There is no, very simple, there is no waste in ruchaniyut. There is, nothing goes, when you talk elkut, when you talk aspect of atzilut, thought, of the Torah, there is no waste anything. There is nothing, nothing goes for a waste. Everything, I said, is the black box. There is nothing is going to miss. Nothing is going to be missed in the whole situation, as far as the spiritual aspect is concerned. וכל האור העובר ממקום למקום, קונה מקומו לנצחי. If there is a light, if the light, any of the kinds of the lights, when we say lights, they are all one. But they show in different vessels. There's only one kind of a light, it's light of Ensof, but in different vessels expresses differently. So it says, whenever a light overs from a makom, from a point to another point, because we said Yosher, Yosher is Sefira to another one, it's continuity, it's Limshoch. Over mi makom le makom, kone makomo nitzri. If I come once upon a time, I sit here, I have left my impression that once upon a time I sat here forever. It's not going to be ever cleaned up. There is nowhere that I can go to computer and delete that once upon a time Yosef Melamed did not sit here. It's impossible. Spiritually, it's done, it's nitzri. Believe it. That's what En Adar Beruchaniyut. וממקום למקום, קונה מקומו לנסחי בכל אותן הבחינות שעבד דרכן. And whatever aspect that goes through, whatever my character is going to leave this impression here. Whatever it is. You go to a restaurant, you sit down in a place, it's a really good place, you sit down, but somehow you don't feel this comfort in this place. This makom is kind of, it's not for you. You don't. Why? There is an impression on that place.
The men were also people that don't see for months, years, and still they are there in your mind.
Impression. Those are impressions. But we said again, there are certain impressions they go through and they don't mix. But that doesn't mean if they don't mix, they didn't buy a place when they went from one place to another place. They don't mix, but they do leave impression. If the light of Chesed, that the thought that God gave me, which is a Derech Yosher, went into my mind, which is my Igul, and I got it, put it all together, if it was get really mixed and become Echad with me, I would never forget. It comes and it goes because I should forget. It never gets mixed. It just gives me a spark for a second. I get it. It leaves an impression, and it's like a spark. It goes. It doesn't stay. If it would have got mixed, I would remember it all the time. I would know everything. Everything happened in my life every second. But it is not. It's a Yosher going through Igul, and it's only a shooting star. It's a shooting star. Huh? What did you say? Boom! You got what you got. That's it. That's the impression.
So it's a good thing that this life either passes through or stays with you permanently.
Everything is good and bad. It depends on how you put it in use. As something very good could be very bad. As something very bad could be very good. It's all how to balance it. Well, you are telling me things which is general terminologies. Yes. It's an impression. Now we understand what this impression. It's a vessel. Whatever it is, it's a vessel called impression. So we're going to learn what is this vessel is made.
Because after the light left the igulim, a tiny amount of light stayed within, and that's what I.
Let's understand what is this tiny amount of light. Is it? Let's understand what it is. It's a vessel. Whatever it is a vessel. Whatever it stays.
Unless that tiny amount is there, the vessel can't exist.
Absolutely. Let's understand what it is and where. Is there a vitamin that I can really get my memories, all the impressions to become more active and alive?
To awaken them?
Why, they're sleeping? Who told you they are sleeping?
I didn't say they are sleeping.
Because you said awakening. What's awakening?
Sometimes we need to awaken them, don't we? The awareness of it.
Okay. This is how you expand your awareness. What is the awareness? That more and more things that you forgot to bring into light. Now, how do you expand this awareness so you are aware even something that right now going outside? Isn't that part of you? Huh? By the way, your awareness should be in 12 directions. 12 directions exactly. You are in the world in this. This is 12 direction. How this 12 direction? When you learn to look your right and left, your back and front, and you're up and you're down, and you're in and you're out. And you make it all a chat. Because you become the one that put 12, those 12 aspects into one, and you make it a chat. And now you are Adam Echad. Now you are Adam. And until you don't put these 12 together, you are not an Adam. You are a para-Adam. You are not really Adam. And the only person that is doing to make this Echad is the one that says all the time, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. He keeps on telling you.
That's the point of the Mishkan, the Shekhinah.
How do you come to 12? It's 8. All the directions that you mentioned, it's 8.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Now wait patiently.
Yeah,
that's why you have 12 tribes, 12 signs. How did they become 12? Eight is always represents the above and the seven together. Now how are we going to put the above and the below together? Through this eight. Through this eight, we are going to establish that entity, that final vessel that has 12 aspects. Has 12 aspects. And it's got to take a whole tikkun. It takes 1 year, 12 months, 12 moons, 12 different moons. 12 hours of the day, 12 hours, and they are all different. And they are all made with 12 combinations of Shem of Hashem. Shem of Hashem, how many combinations it has? That's 12. And that 12 combination controls all the combinations. Every second. Every second is one combination. It's a different name. And this name, keep on moving. There is not 1 second like the Achiv. It's like Ach, but it's not the same. It's different. It's not 1 second same as the other second. It's all change. Now, keep on in all this change, stay balanced. Just stay balanced. Don't do nothing. Just stay balanced. Now you see how awesome it is. How are you going to do it? That's why you go and you say, okay, I accept the yoke of Malchut. You say, this malchut, I accept it. You tell me to put the tefillin, al-ayni. Immediately I put it. That's accepting the yoke. And you follow. And you keep on studying to know more. And you keep on studying to know more, and you follow. And you keep on doing, and you follow. What about me? Oh, your me is coming along. Don't worry. The donkey is following you. The donkey knows where he's going to get his food. He knows he's going to go. At the end of the night, he's going to get his food. The food is there. Don't worry. So be a donkey. I learn it. I teach it. I am talking to, not to you, to myself too. This is how demanding this is. Yes.
He said, but a spark that comes and goes, we forget.
Yeah.
So it says here, Ani Shana, Libir. Call to the defect, Bahati, Ati, and T, the Matis, your Din, Tarhan, Selaya. Pashasti, Kanati, it Kanati, Echal Beshav, it's in Bratsti. It was him. Come a spark, but I was sleeping, and what Haria said. And I told, and I went the other side. By the time I put my pyjamas, I forgot. I went to
Bravo.
The, and he left the spark, which is left. That's what exactly he said.
That's right. Now let's go. ומתוך שכל רזר ברוך, שכל ספירה תחתונה נעצלת מספירה עליונה. Understand we are in Yosher? That means Sefirah comes after Sefirah. This Sefirah finishes next Sefirah. This Sefirah finishes next. They follow one after the other. That's a Nimshach. And always the one that is on top of the other is Hama'atzel, and the one that follows is the Na'atzel. And if I come from the above to below, so I already was above. If I come from above, I am already included in the above. And whatever comes after me is already included in me. If I am a one Sefirah, the one that is above, I was already above, so I have a place above. And whatever follows at me, it's already in me. So he says, Shekol Sefirah tachtona na'atzelet mi Sefirah elyona bederech sibav ve'mesuvav. And that aspect of one coming from Atzel comes Na'atzel, from the Creator comes Kriyeti, the Creator becomes Hasiba, that means the cause, and Mesuvav is that effect of that cause. Next Sefirah, my son, who is the cause of my son to come about? I'm the cause. He is included in me. But I have something that he is not included in him. But he can go through a process and have not only what I got in me, get 10 generations of before me to include in him too. That means he can surpass by far my consciousness further than me. That doesn't mean anything. It's only I am the Ma'atzel, so to speak, and he's the Na'atzel. Ve'al ken nichshav ha'tachtona ke'overet derech ha'aliyona. That's why always the one that is lower, it's always over. It goes through. It goes through. Is my son left an impression in me while he was in me? Hey, why do I love him? It's not because he's calling my son because there is an aspect of him is that is already in me. It's part of me that has left over there, but whatever that was here once in me, it still left an impression. I feel the lack. The only way that I satisfy what left me is to look at my son and say, no, he's here. That's why I love him. And that's what he says. That's the importance of understanding how one from one Sefirah, the lower one comes. That's the beginning of understanding the Sefirot. And it follows the following. ועל כן הכרחו שכל ספירה נכללת זו מזו, כי למשל כשיוצא בית הספירות הראשונות כתר וחוכמה, he says therefore the ספירה of חוכמה is in כתר, בינה is in כתר, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, הוד, יסוד, all of them they are from כתר. So if you look at the first two, Keter and Chokhmah, for sure, Chokhmah was once upon a time in where? In Keter. Chokhmah comes from Keter. Chokhmah follows all eight that is in, that means Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. They all come from where? From Chokhmah and Bina, everything down, everything comes from Bina. And Chesed goes through Bina. Did he Chesed leave a light impression in Keter? Mm-hmm. Yes. Did he leave impression in Chokhmah? Yes. Did he leave impression in Bina? Yes. And now he got to Chesed. And so does everything else. V'harei or ha-Chokhmah mechuyav latzed mi'en sof baruch hu she'hakol nimshach mimenu. Now there is nothing going down unless it comes from en sof. Or chasadim come from en sof? Yes. Or chokhmah comes from en sof? Yes. Is anything comes that's not from en sof? There's nothing in the world that exists? Yes. God created yesh miayin. From nothing. He created something. Eventually we see. He sees it in the bria necessary. Understand now. We said olam haba is above olam bria. So he allowed this way, allowed that there will be a olam briya, yetzira, asiya, the whole kind of illusion activity can happen in different levels. To allow the klipa to come into existence. To allow the force against the force of Kadosh Baruch Hu to exist. Simply to understand, he allowed a force totally against him in all koach to exist. You think that's easy? Would you allow an enemy that you know it's enemy to you to exist within you?
It's really not against him.
Against him. That's all. Hold on. Otherwise, it's not fair. Totally against him. You tell me, you and me, we don't do things that is totally against what God is? Yes. So, he allowed me to do it.
But it was his idea to have free choice. Therefore, he created it. So, it's not against him.
Now, imagine who is God. That not only allowed this koach of itnagdut, koach of opposition to exist, he even nourishes it, and even gives purpose to it. And that's God.
Only for a short time. Only while you're on earth.
Yosha. We know everything is Beyosha. Everything is Beyosha. There is nothing that's not Beyosha. So, v'achar kach orach chokhma mechuyav la'avor דרך ספירה הכתר בטרם ביאתו לספירת החוכמה משום שספירת כתר גרמה יציאתו ומתוך שספירה חוכמה עברה שמה קנתה מקום שם ונמצא עוד עתה בית ספירות בכתר שהם כתר וחוכמה. Now, here is a כתר. First, the light came to a כתר, right? Now then the Ein Sof decided, I want to follow the next igul. What is the next igul? Chochmah. Now, there is a light coming from Ein Sof, goes to Keter in order to go to Chochmah and put the light of Chochmah on. Now, how many lights have come on in Keter?
How many lights has come into Keter?
Right.
One.
Two. One is the light of Keter itself, and one light of Chochmah. How many lights came into Chochmah now?
And three.
One.
Why?
Chochmah.
What about the light of Keter and Chochmah? No,
light of Keter doesn't come to Chochmah. Stays in Keter, belongs to Keter. Only light of Chochmah goes through Keter. That's what I want you to understand. Now again. The light of Bina, Ein Sof decides to light the Igul of Bina. What it does? There is a light of Bina going through Keter, going to Chochmah, going to Bina. How many lights do you have in Keter?
Three.
Keter, Chochmah, Bina. How many lights you got in Chochmah? Two. Chochmah and Bina. How many lights you got in Bina? One. Now let's go one more exercise, and I do it quickly because you got to do it.
The light of Keter contains all these lights, so it's a subset of it. That
no, there is a light that only belongs to Keter, and it's a light of Keter. But light of Keter doesn't belong to Chochmah. But there is a light of a Chochmah that goes through the vessel of Keter for purpose of Chochmah, not for purpose of Keter, but because it goes through Keter. Leaves an impression of itself in Keter. So when I said the light of Chesed now goes through Keter, Ein Sof decides to send a light of Chesed. That means to make a igul of Chesed. Sends the light down. Goes through Keter, goes to Chochmah, goes to Bina, goes to Chesed. Now tell me, how many lights you got in Chesed?
One.
In Chesed? One. And how many lights you got in Bina? Bravo. How many lights you got in Chochmah? And Keter? Four. Got it?
So in other words,
a
root is causing in the Keter more light.
Bravo. Okay. Hallelujah.
So that's the connection between the Keter and the Malchut.
Yeah. There is, teach you a trick so you will never forget it. There is a taking breath. You are taking breath inside. There is a breath that you take just half the way. But there is the one that you pull all the way down. Which one you get more?
Well, obviously the second one.
So the point is, when your kettle lights up, only lights up, is depending how much further down below you bring the light.
It's pulling. So it's all about pulling.
That's nimshach.
It's all about pulling.
It's pulling.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Now, slowly you're going to learn this. If you bring it only on the level of chesed, and we work on the chesed, that's half the way. It's not creating anything out of it. But if you are able to pull it all the way to Bichna Dalet Nekuda Emsai, boom! That's electricity.
So by pulling it
closer, anywhere else you pull, because you don't pull it, because you gotta go all the way to hit the Bichna Dalet. The whole thing is Bichna Dalet. Why Bichna Dalet? He says the only way you can receive is to create or Chozer. And the only way you can create all Chozer if you pull it to Bichna Dalet.
Yeah.
If you pull it only till Chesed, oh, that's only in my imagination. Where is imagination level? Netzachot. Your Netzachot, your imagination is the level of Netzachot. So if you only bring it all in your mind, you are a daydreamer. Anything happens? Nothing gonna happen. And this guy dreams big dreams. What do you see? You know each dream, you know how many each dream is? Millions. That's true. It takes only one idea. But if you don't pull it all the way down, it's not gonna happen. It's gonna only stay in here and it's gonna go spark, finish. Okay, let's finish this.
Okay, you said when the light comes from Ensof to Chesed, how many lights do you have to Chesed? One. Can you explain
no,
that?
But
I don't
Chesed
get that.
Should have seven because
because light of Gevurah hasn't come in yet. Light of Gevurah comes in, then light of Tiferet, then light of Netzach, the light of Hod, and light of Yesod, and light of Malchut. Then you got everybody is in its right place. Did I say that?
No, but you're saying when the light comes from Ensof, you ask the question, when the light comes from Ensof and goes to Chesed, how many light do you have in Chesed? And Adam said one. And I would like to understand how is that possible?
Because I said when the light of Chesed goes from Keter to Chesed, goes to Chesed, right?
Yeah.
How many light now is in Chesed? Only one light of Chesed came. Now, the light of Gevurah wants to continue. So, in order for Chesed to reveal another aspect, Gevurah, Yitzchak has to come. Gevurah has to come. So now, who decides? Hashem decides, sends the light to Kisav. Okay, Yitzchak, come over. Yitzchak comes. Now, how many lights in Chesed?
Two.
How many lights in Gevurah?
One.
Right. Now, if the lights get the wrong light and the right light is not, let's say, the Netzach is, it wants to come down. Let's imagine. Netzach comes down and stops as Chesed. What kind of a light is in Chesed? Or of Netzach. Is or of Netzach belongs to Chesed? No, it has to go through. To go where? To Netzach. So why Netzach is in Chesed? Is Chesed feels comfortable? No, it's a wrong light. You got to go through because there is another one. My light is going to complete, Chesed going to be complete until how many lights is in it?
Chesed is
going to
be complete until how many lights is in it?
Right.
It's light.
Until just listen to the question and try
seven.
To answer
seven.
How many lights?
What's
no, forget about why what he said. I'm asking you.
What?
How many lights, when completely all the lights come into their places, that means the light of Malchut goes for Malchut. How many lights are in Chesed?
Five.
Why five?
Because it has the light of Keter, light of Chochmah, light of Bina.
He doesn't have no light of Keter, no light of Chochmah, because they are all Ma'atzil, they are above him.
Gevurah
How many lights in Chesed?
Six.
Why six?
How
about the light of himself?
Seven.
That he received first? Seven. How many lights are in Netzach? When everything is in a correct place? Four. Done. How many lights finally are in Chochmah? You answer me, please.
How many lights is in Chochmah?
Everything in its place.
Two.
In Chochmah.
In Chochmah, you're counting from below to above?
What's the difference? Well, I said when all the lights are in place, how many lights have gone through Chochmah?
No, eight. Because from Chochmah.
What about Chochmah itself?
Nine.
Did it go? Nine.
No,
come on.
No,
look at it. It's so simple. There are 10 Sefirot. The first one, Keter, has 10 light gone through it. Chochmah, 9 light. Bina, 8 light. Chesed, 7 light. Gevurah, 6 light. Tiferet, 5 light.
Okay. You know, the best thing to do is to do the allegory of a tree. If a tree grows, there's one branch on it. If another branch comes out, there are two. It's like...
Now, come back, Hannah. Here it is important. You are just starting to see this. Now, if there are, you said, how many lights in Netzach? How many lights came, your Or Yashar, from above to below, came to Netzach?
Seven.
Four. Netzach. You're going to get minus. So, four. It's not mathematics.
It is.
It's not.
It's
very easy.
This is not mathematics.
When you say 4, 7, it's...
Come on, you know, you count from 10 to 9. You see. It's a, here, put a ruler in front of you and you see it. 9, 10, 9, 8. It's simple. Now, I want to ask the question. When you are in Netzach, how many lights have gone through Netzach? One more time. How many lights have gone through Netzach?
Six.
How many lights... Okay, question again.
Okay.
When all the lights are in a place,
okay,
all the 10 lights are in their place, one. How many lights have gone through Netzach?
Or in Netzach?
Went through or are in Netzach?
Four.
Don't we say that every entity has to have 10 sefirot? Right? If it doesn't have 10 Sefirot light, it's no good. Correct? Now, there is only 4 lights in Netzach is on. What about, how many lights are not on?
Six.
Six. Because it has to be 10. Where does it get the 6? Now you'll understand Or Chozer. When it comes Or Yashar, he gives 10 lights, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. Comes to Netzach, everyone, they have some light on because of Or Yashar, and there are some dark. Who puts light in the darkness? The Or Chozer. Now, let's start from below to above. I'm going to do this exercise. We have to do it till you get it really and put it together. Yesod, how many lights are in Yesod after all the Or Chozers have done? How many lights are in Yesod? 9. How many Sefirot is above? It's like Chochmah. How many are in Hod?
5.
8. How many in Netzach? 7. Right? Because the light of Netzach itself is part of what it's the Netzach is. So the Or Chozer, what it does, it fills up all these missing lights that did not came through when the Or Yashar came. Okay. So if there is no Or Chozer, none of those Sefirot above
gonna have 10.
Razzaq Baruch.
We should have known that before Chanukah.
Bezrat Hashem. Now there is a written for you, so you will have one more year because you have to apply it, Bezrat Hashem. Here you bought yourself another year.
The key is that the total of the two lives become 100%.
Bravo. So that's why part of it is created by Or Yashar, and it took a lot till you got. Did you? Do you have it or still?
Not yet. I'm being honest. What am I going to say? No, yeah, absolutely. I got it.
Going
I'm with, trying to
she
look
have
at
time
your.
To digest and then the, yeah.
I have a question. If you're looking at the life of Keter, and life of Keter should be very similar to life of Ensof. Yes.
What's the Ensof? Is Ensof. Light of Keter is Yosher.
Okay,
it's Yosher. The light that came into the Halal is Yosher. It's not Ensof. It comes from Ensof. But it's Yosher. And I keep on saying it. I'm glad. I hope.
That's why, because coming from that point down, and you would expect that that point contains all the lights below it as a subset.
The first light that comes into the Keter, which is Yosher, has from A to Z.
And that's my point.
Yeah.
So how could you say that?
But it's A to Z to fill up the Halal, to do the work. It's not the whole Ein Sof. If it was the Or Ein Sof, it would come back again to be this Or Ein Sof again.
So the light that comes into Keter has from A to Z.
To create whatever necessary to do from A to Z.
So it has the light of Chochmah, Bina, Da'at, everything in it already.
Yeah, no problem. But the purpose is not to create the Keter. It hasn't, but when it comes, who ignites it? There are 10 sefirot. And in that level, everything is one anyway. There are 10 sefirot, but they are all one. There hasn't been... What happens in the Olam Atzilut at the end? That there is Eser Sefirot, individual Eser Sefirot, each has his own light. What's the difference between the seed and the fruit? One is Keter, and one is Malchut. But the Malchut within it has the Keter too. That's the whole amazing point. So there is continuity. Because Yosher, and this is called Yosher, and Yosher, it means continuity. Yeah, until you don't conceal that Keter, you don't open it up, you cannot reveal the Malchut, the vessel. Seed is not the vessel. Seed is not the fruit.
So
you cannot eat the seed and say, okay, I ate orange.
So the light of Chochmah cannot be used within Keter, even though Chochmah is Or of Keter?
Yes, Or of Keter is different than Or of Chochmah. It is different. That's why we don't have so much understanding of the Keter, because Keter is above. My highest level is Chochmah. It's not Keter. I am missing that light of Keter. I need to connect to the Keter. And Keter is kind of a, can get disconnected and can connect and connect, disconnect, connect, disconnect, connect. But it's my Keter. But the seed goes and comes back, goes and comes back. שיהיה לכם שבת שלום.
שבת.